Well, Alexia, here we are on the eve of back to school. But there's still plenty to do for people out there looking to get their kids involved in different activities.
Yeah, there is. There's an audition workshop for kids coming up. It's a free audition workshop, and it's going to be offered at the Las Cruces Community Theater. And the workshop will cover what actors need to know to perform a successful audition. Activities will include introductions to what takes place at an audition, what is expected of actors, and what they should be prepared to do. And that's from 10 to 11:30 a.m. on Saturday. And no registration is required for that.
So this is for kids of all ages?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Okay, so audition workshop for kids. Here, one of my favorite things to do, pancake breakfast. You can't go wrong with a pancake breakfast. Helps out a good organization, mm-hmm. and there's one coming up, the American Legion Post 10.
Yeah, American Legion Post 10 and United Military Women of the Southwest will host a pancake breakfast to benefit Honor Flight of Southern New Mexico in taking veterans back to see their memorials in Washington, D.C. And that's going to be 8 a.m. to noon Sunday, and the breakfast is $5 a plate and will take place at the American Legion Post, and that's located at 1185 East Madrid Avenue, and you can purchase your tickets at the door.
Goes to a great cause. Let's talk about a culture series that's taking place at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum, The Life and Music of Badger Clark.
Yeah, so at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum, they'll host The Life and Music of Badger Clark, featuring Peggy Douglas, who's a retired school teacher, and she has set 14 of Badger Clark's poems to music and has toured the West performing the songs. And Badger Clark is one of the most revered cowboy poets of all time. I personally have never heard of him before, so that sounds interesting. And
these kind of things are really good to educate people on who might have heard of somebody like Badger Clark,
yeah,
to really get to know him.
Yeah, and Peggy's also going to be sharing stories about Clark, who lived from 1883 to 1957. So, yeah, it's definitely a good way to learn about who he was and kind of get some entertainment as well with the music. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. on Thursday, and the event is free.
Real quickly, Jocks and Nerds, what's this about, roller derby?
Yeah, there's a roller derby bout this weekend on Saturday, and it's just going to be a mashup of Crossroads City Derby skaters, and I'm actually going to be in it because I play roller derby.
You play roller derby?
Yeah.
Whoa, let's learn something new about you. You play roller derby? Cool.
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised by it because if you meet me in person, I'm short, so I don't look like someone who would play roller derby, but it's actually a sport for women of all sizes, so it's great.
How tough does it get?
It gets pretty tough. You definitely leave each game with some bruises and scars, but it's a lot of fun.
How did you get into roller derby?
I got into it like maybe about a year ago, and I actually found out about a fresh meet that they were having, which is what they call, like, you know, the workshops they do to train newbies. And I found out about it because I was writing an article about a men's roller derby team that they were trying to start up at the time. And so I was like, well, I guess I'll try the fresh meet. And I did, and I'm really glad that I did it.
So now you're really into it, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love it. All the women involved are just very nice, and it's a great group to be a part of.
Oh, cool. That is so cool. Nice mm-hmm. to know something about you. Let's talk about Taste for Your Impulse. A little bit something different when it comes to a food truck.
Yeah, it's a fairly new food truck in town that opened in late July called Half Baked Food Truck. And it sounds like it might sell something not legal, but
well,
it says half baked, so but it's actually kind of,
and there I thought it was about something healthy.
It actually is menu items that are more on the healthy side, and some of the items that our freelancer wrote about, one item was the cherry kush pork, which sounds pretty good. It's slow-cooked pork with a cherry barbecue sauce on a toasted bun. And then if you're a vegetarian, there's the grifo. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. It's a cucumber veggie wrap with roasted veggies and an herbed cream cheese and tomato jam. And they're going to be located at Hubbard's Music and More on Wyatt Drive from 11 to 6 this Friday. But if you want to find out about more of their locations and times, you can visit them on Facebook, Good Food NM on Facebook.com.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks.